The Eurovision Showcase with Kieran Ori-Tuttiet. The most eclectic hour of music anywhere in the United Kingdom. And remember, there's no need to be making your mind up.
I always stood behind you, always close. Stood by your side, no matter what the cost. And I always was there for you when you called. Should I?
The amazing Cathy Wolf. Cathy Wolf with What About My Dreams. Hungary 2011. And the contest in Düsseldorf, Germany. What a great song. I thought a great song to start the show, don't you think, as well? Welcome to your Eurovision Showcase. We're here once a week celebrating the Eurovision Song Contest all the way throughout the year. If you want to find out more details about the show or get a request in, then you certainly can do that. And here is how you can do that.
Get in touch with us and send us a request. For details, head over to our website, escshowcase.com. The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Oh, yes. That's Indidio. Thank you very much. And I hope you can enjoy the show. Well, I'm going to do my very best to make sure that you do enjoy the show. Now, coming up next, We've got a United Kingdom entry to play for you. Yes, and I've been looking forward to playing this, as you can imagine, all the way through the week.
The United Kingdom.
Oh, yes, definitely.
2017.
Yes, it's the amazing Lucy Jones. Lucy Jones is here to celebrate the Eurovision Song Contest with us, yes, in musical form. So here is her entry, Never Give Up On You, but this is something special. Yes, this is the Never Give Up On You 7th Heaven Club Mix. Yes. Enjoy.
Tell me your secrets, I'll keep them safe. Sign of weakness, it's a sign of faith. We'll stand tall so you don't fall. You're not defeated, you're in repair. Don't have to call me, I'll always be there. We'll stand tall so you
Jones from the UK. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song, Never Give Up On You. Enjoy!
Nine. starting to figure out. Simple songs on the radio kinda color the way I go. Every song holds an inner key to my dreams and my fantasy. Defenses down and suddenly all your love comes back to me. And this time I mean it, oh baby. This time I mean it, and now you got me going so crazy. Even though I don't know how. Tried it before, but we never happened. We just gotta try it again. Oh, this time I mean it.
Soppy, eh? Soppy, soppy, soppy. That is Denmark 1999. Yes. And that was Michael Tereschel, I think that's how you pronounce it. And Trine Jepsen with This Time I Mean It. Trine Jepsen tried to represent Denmark again in 2009. Which I've played her song quite a few times on this show, actually, over the years. But I'm trying to remember the title of it, and I'm drawing a blank. Now, earlier this week, we had some pretty sad news coming out of Germany, as their 1966 participant, Margot Eskens, has passed away at the age of 82. Singer Margot Eskens represented Germany in 1966 with the song Die Singer Eid Her. Yes, and it was one of the most popular Eurovision singers from Germany in the 50s and the 60s. And Margot Eskens was born in 1939. She started her career as a musician in 1954 after she won the Polydor Records talent competition. And in the late 1950s, she released her biggest hit, Cindy on Cindy, which stayed 25 weeks in the German singles charts in the top 10. Yes. So, it's now time for us to play her song from the Eurovision Song Contest. And I think this is a very sweet song. And I think it was quite underrated, I thought. Yeah, so, and as I've just mentioned, the song is called Die Singer Die Hör, which means the hands of the clock. Okay, so here is Margot Eskens, who's recently passed away this week, representing Germany in 1966, excuse me. Die Singer Die Hör.
Du liest noch manchmal die alten Briefe, die er dir schrieb, worin dir jede Zeile sagte, ich hab dich lieb. Du schließt die Augen und träumst von ihm und vom verlorenen Glück, doch die Zeit.
zal schijnen, dat de kou doet verdwijnen. Ik zie jouw gezicht.
In my top three best Dutch entries ever at Eurovision, I'd say Willeke Alberti with Waar is die zon, which means Where is the Sun? And that is the Netherlands 1994. Right here on the Eurovision Showcase. Now, it's time to introduce my husband, as usual, Rob. Hello, Rob.
G'day.
G'day, mate. How are
G'day,
you?
G'day, mate. I'm not bad, you?
Yeah, I'm all right. A few flipping that shrimp on the barbie.
On the barbie.
Where's that the bird? Koala, no, the koala.
The bird? Galah.
Galah, that's it, the galah.
Oh, I like a galah.
That flipping galah, yeah.
Flaming galah.
Flaming galah, yeah. Sorry to any Australians listening.
Yeah, that was a really
We do have
accent.
A lot of Australians listening, actually, down under.
I want to visit down under.
Oh, so do I. Especially after poor old Neighbours has finished now.
Yeah, that was quite sad. But I want to visit all over the country, but I obviously would like to go to... It's Pinnock Court, actually. It's not actually called Ramsey Street. It's called Pinnock Court.
Pinnock Court.
Pin Oak. Pin Oak.
Oh, Pin Oak.
Yep. In a suburb of Melbourne. Oh, I don't know what the suburb's called. I should really know that.
Yeah, that's unlike you, Rob. Yeah. Get your things going. So, have you been listening to any Eurovision music recently?
Yes, when I was out exercising today, I had some Eurovision songs came on. Portugal 2021 came on.
Oh, right.
Oh, it's Let Love. Oh, what is it called? Oh, that's going to annoy me now.
Just letting you sweat.
Love.
Love is on my side.
Love is on my side.
On the Black Mamba.
That's it. That's a nice song. Yeah,
that is. Though it's not an easy song to jog along to, is it really?
No, but it's in my... Jolly good music.
Oh, yeah, playlist. Oh, we love your jolly good playlist.
Jolly good playlist. Jolly good playlist, absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay, then, darling. So, what do you want to do next? Do you want to do your...
I think it could be time for the randomest request of them all.
Say that again.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest.
It is Rob's Random Request.
So I have a handful of years and a handful of countries, and I try and get them to match.
Yes.
That's the plan. That's the plan, Stan. So I've got my hat, a hand and a hat.
Yeah, good. Because that's the method of this round.
So I don't pick out Morocco again.
Oh, no, don't. No. We always have to redraw because I can't do.
Oh, look, Hungary.
Oh, wow. We started with a Hungarian entry.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah, so Katy Wolf with What About My Dream?
Mid-90s?
Correct. Yes, 1994.
Okay, I was close.
They participated, and we could play songs, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, and then we've got to go all the way to 2005, then 2007, and then 8, 9, so on. No 10, no 2010.
I haven't got a huge amount to choose from.
Not really, no. Okay, but they're a bit of a mainstay since 2011.
2017?
Yes, we can, dear. Lovely, jubbly. You've picked us, thankfully, a contest where they were at. Which for Hungary is pretty difficult, to be fair. Right, so we...
I can't stand coming back for a while.
No, not at this present moment in time, I must. It's Josi Papi with Origo.
Oh, this is nice.
Yes, this is nice. And it was a big Eurovision fan favourite. Mm. And if I remember rightly, they came 7th or 8th, something like that. Mm. So, yeah, it's a nice song. Josi Papi comes from a traveller's background, doesn't he? I
believe so.
A gypsy background, something like that. And... yeah, very proud of his roots, and quite rightly so. You know, express it on the Eurovision stage, and it really worked.
Mm-hmm.
Shame his entry in 2019 didn't work out.
Which I actually preferred. Yazapam.
Yeah, which, me too.
Beautiful song.
Which is My Father, Yazapam. Mm. Yazapam. Yazapam. Anyways, Rob.
Has a bum.
Rob! We didn't want to hear that, but yes, doesn't everybody have one?
Do you know, you know that game you can play called Boulder Dash where you had to make up random definitions for words?
Yes. Yeah. God, we haven't played that in ages.
No, there was one that I always remember from playing it as a child. We got a name, not a child, a teenager. We got a word called hemipigic or something like that. And the real definition to that is to only have one buttock. So, God knows.
Really? Yeah. What a random thing for you to remember.
I know, it's funny, isn't it?
Hungary. Probably says everything about us.
It does,
really?
Yeah, definitely.
2017.
Here we are, Rob, then. Thank you very much.
I hope you like it, guys.
Oh, it is good. It is good. There's no doubt about it. Origo, Yossi Papi.
Bekecsük nőd a szemed, úgy láthatsz meg engemet, hogy megkodítsd a szívem, ismened kell lelkemet, ha nem kellek, hadd menjek, és csavargónak születtem, kilóttam már eleget, te az Isten lát engem, lát engem. Jalom a lomba, te didinönnö, jalom a lomba, lomba lomba, jalom a lomba, te didinönnö, jalom a lomba, lomba lomba, lomba.
Hello, this is Yossi Papi from Hungary, and this is my song, Origo.
Enjoy.
Az utad azt nekem, hogy nem számít a színem, tudtad benne, hogy a szemem sosem változik bennem. Nem kérek már belőled, menj el innen, hagyj engem. Ne is láss alatt téged, átkozott légy örökre, örökre. Jólom a lomba, te didindöndö, jólom a lomba, lomba lomba.
Megszólított az Isten, egy igazi fegyvert adott a kezembe. Tudtam, csak ő vigyázhat rám, többet gyakoroltam vele, mint egy szamuráj. Benne bízhatok, mindig az igazat mondja, vele sírhatok, de az utat mutatja. Egy olyan szövetség, ami marad örökké, felem áldozható. Ő a legfőbb kincsem, sejtelmes erők laktak a gyerekbe. Félte tőle, látszik a szemekbe. A húrjaim támadnak, sírnak a testekbe. Hiába is védett ki, méreg a hangszerbe. Nagy tömegeket itattam át vele. Hallod a dallamon, már tudod a nevemet, hosszú az út, sebek a hátamon, ezrek könnyei folynak a gitáromon.
Jalom a lomba, te didindöndö, jalom a lomba, lomba lomba, jalom a lomba, te didindöndö, jalom a lomba, lomba lomba, jalom a lomba, te didindöndö, jalom a lomba.
Forever and ever, sailing by the oceans of love.
on 92.3 and 98.9 FM.
You are listening to Forest FM and the Eurovision Showcase with Kieran Ori-Tuddiot.
Luxembourg.
This morning, hoping there's a light that shines for me.
Find it hard to say that once again I've been a fool for you.
It's a game that people play, and I know.
The last ever Luxembourgish entry to the Eurovision. They debuted on the very first contest in 1956. But the last one was in 1993 in Mill Street, County Cork. Modern times, heaven only knows, or the French version was called Donnez-moi une chance. And before that, we had the amazing Portuguese entry of 1989, Love Conquistador from Portugal 1989 from Da Vinci, right here on the Eurovision Showcase.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News
with Kieran Ori-Tuttiot.
Now, the BBC have published the details on entering host city bids for the Eurovision Song Contest 2023. It has been confirmed that the selection process will consist of two rounds. After receiving all applications, bidding cities will be shortlisted based on their ability to meet the requirements and the responsibilities around capability and experience. The key requirement is described as follows. The final decision on selecting the host city will be based on the city or region's capacity and capability in meeting with the BBC and the European Broadcasting Union's requirements, as well as availability, of resources and general experience in hosting a large and complex event such as the Eurovision Song Contest. The following cities have confirmed that work has started on their bid: Aberdeen, Birmingham, Bristol, Glasgow and Liverpool. And while the following cities have already stated their intention to submit a bid or are investigating whether to bid, is the following cities: Belfast, Brighton, Derry, Leeds, London, Manchester, Newcastle, Nottingham, Sheffield, Sunderland and Wolverhampton. So that is the bidding process going forward. Two countries have confirmed that they will not be returning to the Junior Eurovision Song Contest this year. It has been confirmed that Australia will not be returning to the contest after being out since 2019 because of the pandemic, of course. And Germany have officially withdrawn from the Junior Eurovision Song Contest. Luxembourg have confirmed that they will not return to the contest, which is another shame because I love Luxembourg, as you can imagine. The national final for Ukraine's Junior Eurovision selection show will be taking place very soon. And also Latvia have confirmed that they are returning to Eurovision next year. Oh, that's all right then, as long as we don't have any more Eat Your Salad.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
Well, to say the least, at least. Oh.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Kaliapi. I'm from Macedonia and this is my song, Donna. Enjoy, my dear.
Marlene, I'm the singer of 1999 entry One Good Reason. Give me one good reason and I will give you two. Say I love you forever. Say you will, say I do.
This is Cornelia Jacobs from Sweden, and this is my song, Hold Me Closer. I hope you like it.
Cause tomorrow will hurt really bad, cause I'm about to lose the best I ever had. Hold me closer, although we need it for the sunrise. I'll be bleeding, but don't you mind, I'll be fine. Oh, excuse me, I found the right one at the wrong time.
The Eurovision Showcase with Kieran Ori-Tuttiet. The most eclectic hour of music anywhere in the United Kingdom. And remember, there's no need to be making your mind up.
Sweden.
1986.
Drömmen om dig en gång. Drömmen om dig är sann. För alltid tillsammans.
Och det känns inte hela tiden.
wonderful Lena Philipson. Yes, with Charlie Kinnair. So that came second in the Melody Festivalen of 1986. Lena Philipson ended up representing Sweden in 2004 with Gigorot, with It Hurts, basically. I don't think it's a direct translation necessarily, but all the same, it was funny. Quite a few years ago, I played a song on this show, which ended up being actually the ended up coming third in that national final, would you believe? And I can't believe that it actually happened. It was a song from a group called Style, and the song was called Dover Calais. Yeah, for in Sweden? What? This doesn't make any sense at all. Not to me, anyway. Right, it's time for this. Oh, yes.
The best of the rest.
Yes, this is a part of the Eurovision Showcase, where I play a song from the Eurovision back catalogue of national finalists and songs from albums from Eurovision artists from around the same time that they were at Eurovision, and probably should have sent that rather than their actual entry. Case and perfect example that I've mentioned quite a few times is Bonnie Tyler's song Believe in Me. Obviously she ended up coming 19th for that song, but it wasn't a competition type of song, but her album Rocks of Honey was stuffed with great Western music. The best of the rest. Oh yes. Right, so anyways, I digress, and we need to move on to the song that we have picked. So we're going to go to the United Kingdom National Final of the year 2002. Yes, eventually we had Jessica Garlick with the song Come Back, and she came third, which was wonderful. It was our first top three since 1998. So you can imagine the relief of all Eurovision fans. So this song actually got disqualified because it was found out that it was released in Hungary in 1999. Yes, you know, Eurovision aficionados do some deep digging when it comes to things like this. So to keep the competition fair, here is Z with Never in a Million Years. Yes, this is an interesting song. It's up tempo, as you can imagine, so this is great for gym, of course, but amazing vocals too, and these have got to be live vocals, obviously it can't be fake. Now coming up a little bit later, we've got Live and Kicking as well. But enjoy this. Z, Never in a Million Years, from the UK National Final 2002. the lovely Z, Never in a Million Years, disqualified out the UK national final back then in the year 2002. Did you know? Guess who hosted that show? Could you believe it? It was Claire Sweeney. Yes, she was hosting the national final. It was on a Sunday afternoon on BBC Two. How demoralising was that? Yes. Well, best of the rest. Second song, I can't wait to play for you now. Ah, this is good. And it's a live version as well. So you know what time it is now for. Drum roll, please. Oh, yes. It's Live and Kicking. Best of the Rest edition. We're heading over to the Irish National Final of 1993. Yes, it's random. The song came third. And the singer is Patricia Rowe. And the song is If You Change Your Mind. It's a lovely little ballad, this.
Called me. I changed my number, stopped living in the past, but I felt left behind. And now I find that I tried to hide all the hurt inside. You left all my love, took all my pride. If you change your mind,
Patricia Rowe, If You Changed Your Mind, from Ireland's Song for Europe in 1993. Yes, the winner of that contest was obviously Niamh Kavanagh. Sorry. Oh, dearie me, what am I like? Within Your Eyes, of course. Stunning ballad. What a woman. She is most lovable, genuine woman ever. Oh, she is. It's time for our popper Live and Kicking, playing a song live from Eurovision itself. And this week we're going to stay in Ireland and Ireland's entry in 1995. Here is Eddie Friedel with Dreamin'. People took the mickey out of this entry, thinking that the reason why they picked this song was so RTE didn't have to host the Eurovision for a fourth consecutive year. It's a lovely song, though.
Dreaming on a silver sea of moonlight. Magic fills the night, melodies of light when I'm dreaming. Dreaming, dreaming how I love this nowhere feeling. Round and round I go, shadows soft and low. Dream an easy melody. Moonlight magic shines so gently. Moonlight magic harmony. Slips away in silence. Daylight steals across my silver sea. Goodbye, dreaming in the moonlight. Sleepy wake up to reality. Sleepy wake up to reality.
Eddie Friel with Dreamin'. That's Ireland 1995. Oh dear, what a tune. I love that, I do. But then I'm biased because I'm Irish as well, so there you go. Right, well that is it for the Eurovision Showcase for another week. Thank you for joining me, Kieran Aritasis. I hope you could join me next week. Oh yes, all the details are on our website. If you want to listen back to any of this show or any previous shows, head over to our website, which is escshowcase.com. For I have been Kieran Aritasiet. I hope you can see us next week. We're on Sunday, 5 p.m. on Forest FM, and different times of the day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, on Switch Radio's UK Eurovision channel. Arrivederci, au revoir, have you to say? Vislato bizenio cognatin adios, and I will see you very, very soon. Toodaloo!
Celebrating the world's biggest live music event and singing competition all year round. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase with Kieran Aritutiet.